You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Rustam Southwell, originally from the small island in the Caribbean called St. Kitts, the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. But I moved here as a very young man, almost five decades ago. As you know, Nova Scotia has a historic black community, the indigenous black community has been here for centuries. And you know, as a new immigrant in 1972 with Prime Minister Pierre Elliott Trudeau, I was fortunate at the time that there was what's considered to be an amnesty, where folks who were living in the country and didn't have any government obligations to return could become landed immigrant or permanent resident. So we took that opportunity on. But it was important for me because with the historic black community existing here, many of my friends were in school at Dalhousie at the time, and you felt that you can do something within that community. So in my own time, I operated a Harvey's hamburger franchise, and so got into employing youth from the community and giving back. Eventually, we had a business development agency on Gonigan Street, which was just prior to, about two or three years before the BBI sat in 1996. And I was hired as the first executive director, CEO, to implement the organization. So there's a deep connection in driving the economy for African Nova Scotian community, but as well there's other social initiatives which are outside of our mandate, BBI's mandate, but we participate in fully. So in terms of research, when the BBI was started, there was the opportunity for to look at what had been done in the past to drive that economy. So they research how many companies are out there and those type of things. And so our mandate was to do startups, about 60 startups in the first 5 years, which I think we exceeded. And then ongoing, trying to create at least 12 companies a year, because the black community is about 5% of the population, and that reflected that at that time. And so apart from the research, we also insist that business skills development and training and studying you know, business mandates and strategies is key to developing strong companies. And so we provide skills training. And if we can't provide the particular training, we also would redirect folks to other agencies that provide that as well. And we have partnerships with Dalhousie right now. We do some partnerships with a community college, Constructing the Future, a few years ago. And we also do significant work with LAE, Labor and Advanced Education, in providing training and areas for development in that line. Black Business Initiative, as it's called, is a result of a task force in the task force was in 1995, but the initiative began in 1996. And part of the strategy at the time was, how do you become more inclusive of the black community and the economy of Nova Scotia? So we were designed to provide services in that way, like I mentioned startups before, but to really get a robust set of companies there. So we provide a full gamut of services for folks who want to run and own businesses. We provide lending, counseling, networking sessions, skills development. We have a youth initiative that drives young people to consider entrepreneurship. And we find different ways to engage the community. We've also done a lot of work in community economic development in terms of the Black Loyalists, the Black Cultural Center, Africville, African Nova Scotian Music Awards, the Costa Trail, and so many other initiatives that that we've worked with. So the BBI is I think we actually, I don't want to say we are an enabler, but we are a huge contact to services and people and resources out there. But we also do our own micro lending and small business lending, and definitely, we believe that we need to work hard on growth and scaling companies up for the longer term. So it's important for us to do that and do that well, because many attempts in the past have fell far short of what they were set out to do. There's so many both challenging and positive things that has happened. Like yesterday I was speaking to someone, and one of the things I spoke about was the Kids at Hope Blooms, which is a youth initiative that we partnered with when they were starting out a few years ago. The children were probably between 8 and 11 for the most part. And it warms your heart to look back now, maybe 10, 12 years later, and see these young men and women, early 20s, who are at UFT in Toronto, Sanford in the US, St. Evex, on full scholarships going to school. And their salad dressing company is thriving. They're doing merged now into tea. But it's such a learning environment, and that makes you feel really, really good that you achieve something. But importantly is a fresh new look of the young men and women from the Black community, both new immigrants and indigenous Blacks, who are now thinking differently and joining the new technology and digital age, which is important to the survival of the Black community and business owners as well. So when I look back and say what's achieved, I think that we've brought a higher level in how programs like these are run, and the concept of thinking long-term rather than short-term satisfaction, and some of the results that we're seeing now is as a result of the discipline and the planning that was put in. So it's not about personal anything. It's about driving and raising the total community to its best potential and capacity. And one of the things that we need to get back to or do better job of is our engagement. We need to stop waiting for folks to come to our doorsteps. We need to re-engage the community at their doorsteps. We need to push the potential and get the opportunities out. So in our new strategic plan, we're looking at much better engagement from our engagement officers. But we've also gone ahead of that and looked at a den of a hub of services that we can provide. Like some of those are already established, like the Businesses Jamming program is working with youth in coding and iCode and different areas. But we want to stay with the entrepreneurial focus and build on that. So in the short term, we have our business summit, which is next week. We still want to do a big platform event that drives interest and a buzz around what's happening in the community. But we also see a chance to grow more people coming to a door to ask for direction. And then there's an opportunity in diversity and employment network, working with the private sector to make sure that they engage in capable, skilled Black persons in the workforce, and also capable, skilled Black companies in the supply chain. And we're actually pushing for larger companies to mentor and engage companies that can provide services from a diverse array, which include Black businesses as well. We've always gone out to say, any Black person, I repeat that, who are interested in entrepreneurism and business is important to us. And so we are not a membership organization, but we publish a business directory. So anyone who is self-identified as black can come in and talk to us. And we do that on many fronts. We have the usual social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and our website. We have a publication magazine that goes out about every 3 or 4 months. We have a publication out, and a lot of tools in that regard. We also provide a standing walk-in. So if you wander in downtown Halifax and you say, maybe I'm going to business today, and it's a Thursday, if you came to our duo, we'll spend an hour or two with you and go through with you what's expected, what the relationship, what are the pitfalls of getting into business is. So automatically, without any appointment, just call, put your name on a list, or you can call any one of our managers and we would provide that service. We don't have a lot of marketing tools, like in terms of on TV or those things. But we've got some press with different things that we do that get the word out, and we're actually sincerely trying, with limited resources, I might add, to reach and keep the momentum up so that folks don't lose hope and can continue to try to build a sustainable life for themselves, their families, and the community.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.